I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
I was thinking about how we go about creating an interest in that topic. I'm reminded of reading something years ago. It says, the old saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And the point was, you can if you salt their oats. So how do we create some interest in this topic, or maybe just bridge some gaps to have a spiritual conversation?
You know, I think part of what we overlook is that, in sharing our faith, in doing personal evangelism, I think we put too much burden on the feeling that we have to know what we're going to say, and I've got 8 points ready here, or 20 arrows of truth, or, those kinds of things. And it's good to have some answers and some thoughts ready, but I think what we need to shift toward is more asking of questions of the other person, and then really listening to them. And I'll give you an example. Just, here we are in Holy Week. Go back to what we said at the beginning of the show, that, you can easily bring up, it's Easter week. What does that mean, anything to you and your family? Or do you have any practices along those lines? And if they indicate, I'm not religious, I don't really believe in this, or I'm not sure, what I often do, I use a line, I'll say, I'm just curious, what do you think happened to Jesus' body? In other words, history tells us very clearly the tomb was empty. And by the way, secular historians, there's almost universal agreement that the tomb was empty, the body was missing. So I'm just curious, if you don't believe that God could have raised Jesus from the dead, you don't believe in Easter or the resurrection, what's your alternative theory? And, a lot of people say, well, I guess I've never really thought about it. And, it's an interesting question, though, isn't it? And you can just kind of lead them into that discussion. And because there aren't any good alternative theories. That's what makes this interesting. If they say, the Romans stole the body or the Jewish leaders stole the body, well, that makes no sense at all. They're the ones that conspired to put him in the grave. They didn't want him out of the grave. Well, the disciples did it. Well, the disciples were freaked out and cowering, in a little shack somewhere. I mean, they were scared to death. Peter had just denied he even knew Jesus 3 times and added a little cursing the 3rd time. I mean, he was certainly not in a good state of mind to say, I'm going to go and get past a bunch of Roman guards and roll a stone away and steal a dead Messiah and then pretend like a resurrection happened so I can be persecuted the rest of my life. See what I mean? The alternative theories don't take you anywhere, but that's what I think we can draw out by asking questions of other people and getting them engaged in thinking about it.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.